Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Vanderbilt Commodores versus the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors in our college football preview. We're so excited to be back with these previews is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, man? Talking about an interesting game here with Vanderbilt, with Hawaii. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a little bit of a late one to watch if you're here on the East Coast. August 27th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because they are playing in Hawaii, so, you know, time zone difference. But if you want to stay up and watch the games, if you're just a college football fanatic like us, you're going to want to stay up or at least set your DVR to watch this game here between Vanderbilt and Hawaii. It's going to be a good matchup.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that does make sense. You know, set your DVR to record it, or, you know, give you a great chance to watch a late game if you just happen to be up during that time. But you know what's really great is we just love college football. So we love all these early games. A lot of these games get our attention because they're our favorite early games. We want to see people playing football. So, yeah, so shout out to Vanderbilt, shout out to Hawaii, and shout out to all of our college football fans that are just ready to see another ball being thrown through the air. So, Mr. Logan Landers, what do we have to look forward to in this game?
Well, let's talk about these teams here. Let's break them down, and of course, I'll give my final score at the end. Let's kick things off here with the Vanderbilt Commodores. Talking about this team, bit of a rough year in 21, we'll say, a 2-10 overall record, hoping to improve on that, of course. And for the real kind of real key for this, for them to get this W here, you got to get the offense rolling, man. You got to get something. Last year, they scored fewer than 17 points in six games, and they scored only 24 points about twice. So not the most efficient offense, we'll say. And it's not going to be easy because they've lost some guys. Tyler Steen, he left, the best blocker on their team, arguably some might say the best player. He went to good old Alabama, Roll Tide. So he's gone. He, you know, he's turncoat, went to another SEC team, Jeremiah. But he's gone. Jacob Brammer, of course, he's coming over from North Texas to help. And you do have a vet with Julian Hernandez at your center spot to help out the line and get things rolling. As for the running game, I think that they could really step things up here with a few players like Ramon Davis. I think that he is coming off of some time missed. And also Rocco Griffin, great name there. I think he could also really get things rolling. For the quarterback position, a little bit up in air. I don't know who's going to start. It's going to be Mike Wright, who led the team with 8 scores last year, or will it be Ken Seals, who led the way with 1,181 yards? So both of them are back. I don't know who they're going to select as the starter going forward, but it is going to be a battle for that. The receiving core, it gets back a good player with Will Shepard, a really good downfield threat, someone to potentially look out for if you're on the wide receiving list there. And also Cam Johnson, he's gone, and also Chris Pierce is also done. So I'm expecting Will Shepard to really step up this upcoming year. As for the defense, not the greatest in the SEC for a team that is, you know, still trying to climb up the ranks. There's got to be that one kind of team at the bottom of the pecking order, the top bottom of the totem pole, and that's where Vanderbilt's at currently with the defense, man. That Florida, Mississippi State, whoever they played was just kind of doing whatever they wanted with them, man. It was not pretty, but hopefully you're getting a group back, and it's experience, it's got some good transfers, and you just gotta, you know, hope that not a lot of people get hurt because it's very young. A lot of freshmen, maybe a few sophomores sprinkled in there for your depth pieces. So hopefully everyone can stay healthy and get things going. Look out for Maxwell Worship to really get things going, a good tackling safety. And also you get Jeremy Lucien coming in from UConn to take over as well at the cornerback position. So if you're Vanderbilt, just try and get things rolling on offense. Run the ball pretty, you know, you got to run the ball good, I think, to get your offense in a good flow. And the passing game can just come to you like second nature. As for the defense, just get some more turnovers, man. Get some more strip sacks. Grab a few more interceptions, maybe a pick six here or there. And that will really help out your team if it's struggling on offense. Now let's talk about Hawaii. The Rainbow Warriors have a bit of a tumultuous offseason, we'll say, with a lot going on. We're not going to talk about it here, but you can look it up. It's pretty easy to look. And boy, oh boy, they are, they're in an awkward situation. They've lost a lot of players, I think close to 20, with either guys who went to the NFL or just transferred. Brand new head coach with Timmy Chang. We'll see how he can do. 6-7 record last year, not the greatest, but it is, you know, it is workable, it is manageable. And for this team, you got to get on offense, get ready for the passing game, man. They're going to start throwing it around a lot. We all know how good Timmy Chang was, right? In college, he was a passing icon, threw the ball about 100 times a game, it felt like. So, you know, he's going to implement that into his system as a head coach now. So, as being quarterbacks, who is going to be the quarterback, right? I mean, like I mentioned, you have some guys left. Chevin Cordero, he left. He's at San Jose State now. But you do have some options like Braden Shager. You also have Kimon Cooper as well. You're also bringing in Joey Yellen from Pitt. So you have a few options here. We'll see who they end up going with. And also the receiving core is something to look at as well. You got Calvin Turner. He's gone. He led the team last year with 73 catches. But you do have some guys like Zion Bowens, who led the team last year with 21.4 yards per catch. Pretty solid there. And you're also getting Chris Jackson coming on in, a guy who had a few targets at him at BYU, but is definitely hoping to get on the fun here and get some more action at the wide receiving court. I think the passing game will really help out. It's really going to look, I think it's going to be, it might not be the sharpest, the most crisp in week one, but I think maybe a little bit later on in the season, it's going to be interesting to see just how that Timmy can, recreate some of that amazing offense that he had back in the day whenever he was at quarterback. As for the defense, let's talk about them. The defense, once again, not the greatest last year, worst in the Mountain West Conference. They allowed close to 500 yards a game with 446 and about 32 points an outing. So we're talking about two teams here with a little bit of a struggling offense, some struggling defense. So it's going to be probably not the smoothest game to watch week one, like a lot of games are. But it's just going to be the battle of attrition, who's going to get things going. And I think for Hawaii, man, they've got a really good guy on the inside, 6'1", 300-pound rock, Blessman Tiala. So I think watch out for him. You also have John Tiatopo as well. The 300-pound senior is there on the inside for the defense, getting things going. Also, like I said, defensive line, I think they're going to look pretty good. They had some good players with it last year. They just couldn't get it rocking, and they couldn't get it rolling, man. But I think this year they could maybe make a bigger step in being a little bit more of a dominant defense. Like I said, for the offense, man, I'm excited to see some fireworks, some good passing in week one. I'm excited to see how this is going to go. And for the defense, man, just negate some of the late, the deep plays late in the ball game as well. Like I said, both these defenses are struggling, so it's going to be a battle of who can score more points, I think. And for that reason, for my final preview here, for my final score, I'm going to go with the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors getting the win, going 1-0 on the season with a final score of Hawaii 35 and Vanderbilt 14. So that's my score. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think the Hawaii, I'm just expecting that passing game to be rocking, man. Look sharp week one. We'll see how it is. And for Vanderbilt, like I said, it's going to be an interesting matchup here with these guys and how they can battle. But like I said, I got Hawaii getting the win of this one and going 1-0 on the early season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That's awesome. Yeah. I cannot wait to see it as well. Cannot wait to get this going. Hawaii, Vanderbilt, please let us know in the comments, what do you think will happen? Who do you think will win? Are you planning to watch the game? And where are you going to watch it from? Are you out in Hawaii watching it live? We'd love to hear from you. And if you are watching our show live, then thank you so much. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football. You can listen anytime, anywhere that you like, and we will always be here for you. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that preview of Vanderbilt versus Hawaii. We're so excited to be kicking this off. And I am your producer, Jeremiah Long. We are 100 Yards of Football, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.